It's hard to be inspiring when you're not first inspired yourself.
Oh, I just had a negative thought. Oh, feed myself a positive one and then we balance out. It does not happen that way.
I tapped into the inspirational individuals in my life and got to feed on that gravy train of inspiration, if you will.
External compassion can lead to internal compassion.
And they would share their wins for the week. I would share mine. And we would learn and grow from each other.
Why aren't you strong enough to deal with this? Why can't you just step up and step in? Why do you need to take time to rest when you have people who need you right now? So I know we don't set resolutions. That's one of our things. Because throughout the year, we're constantly looking at what do we need to do to improve. So we didn't want to really mark the year doing that. But one of the things I definitely do is kind of a past year review to understand what could I gain, what insights could I gain to set a more positive mental framework for the year ahead. So what I want to do right now is set like a how-to list to create a positive mental framework heading into 2024. And one of the things that I think is really critical in doing that is understanding critical influences, right? Both positive and maybe not so positive, because that allows you to look back at 2023. We all are kind of still emerging out of some things and go, all right, so what are some critical influences that fed that inner critic that may have brought us down? But then what are some positive influences that could counterbalance that and feed our inner champion?
So important, because with our negative brain bias, we're automatically kind of trained to go right into that negativity, right?
Yeah.
So, and it's hard to just jump right into positivity. It's not just like, oh, just put a smile on your face and everything's good. It's like, no, that's, I mean, hey, sure, but
wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, yeah, wouldn't that be nice, right?
So happy.
Yeah. But the goal is real, authentic happiness. And we can't do that until we actually understand what is it that's triggering that negativity? What's creating the negativity? And the first step is identifying it, right? And then finding its counter on the positive side. Because otherwise, if we start to identify it and then we don't know where its counter is on the positive side, then it kind of feels like it's inauthentic.
Yes.
And so that's what I'm really looking forward to diving in today.
Yes. And one thing to keep in mind is it isn't like it's a one for one.
Right.
And it's important to remember that going into it, because it's like, oh, I just had a negative thought. Oh, feed myself a positive one and then we balance out. It does not happen that way. Believe me, I've attempted a million times. But what we do need to remember is that negative, and we talked about this before, it sticks like Velcro, and those positives slide off like Teflon. So we need to make certain that if we have a negative and we have a counterpoint that's a positive, then what we can do is like feed ourselves positive, 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 positive until it like sticks. And we get that critical to actually flow away.
And the intention is so key behind
yes.
that. And so if it's a positive that's not necessarily tied to it, it's really going to be hard to reframe and reprogram our mindset. And so that's why this, when we say it's like the counteract it, as you're saying, it's not a one for one, but it is in alignment. It's in a similar, it's like, as you say, two sides of the coin, right? So that's why having that intention will allow this to really support and help it grow into and reframe from this negativity into a not just a positive mental mind frame, but a sustainably positive mental mind frame.
Yes. And so one of the things that happens quite often, we tend to undermine our own self-confidence, right?
Yes.
Over and over again, it is a common theme that we've heard through all of the different individuals that we've ever been in service of, whether it is in business and personal. It is just something that seems to be programmed into so many of us, and we do it too, where we begin to build up our self-confidence, and then that inner critic gets in there and starts to find little ways to tear it down. Whether it's someone says something to us that triggers us, feeds that inner critic and then just starts to tear it down that way, or we do it to ourselves. And in a previous podcast, we had talked about the passive aggressive nature of other people, but sometimes we're the most passive aggressive to ourselves kind of approach. And so when we start to have that type of a critical influence on ourselves, we have that negativity that starts to feed into ourselves. How do we turn that around? How do we stop having a negative influence on our own self-confidence and tearing down our self-worth? And flip that around, as we say, the tool of flip the script, right? We got to flip that around so that we don't spend another year being our own worst enemy and tearing ourselves down from the inside. And what would you offer would be what we could do in order to flip that around?
Resilience.
Resilience is a great one.
Resilience is probably more something we can tap into at a greater potential than we actually realize within ourselves. It's buried within us. We have that natural desire to be resilient, as we kind of talked about in the past, about how humanity is still in this fight or flight, right? And so resilience is an aspect of that. It's part of us wanting to kind of, nature versus nurture or something, you know? So it's like resilience is a key aspect of that. And so now we're not necessarily fighting for our lives in this standpoint, but at least not in the physical standpoint, but emotionally and mentally we are. And so that's where resilience can come in and completely shift our mind frame into and kind of help us create a story, right? It's for us, humanity is really has always had a really keen connection to story. And so when we can allow our story to benefit us and uplift us versus become a victim to our story or let it define us, we can rise above it and allow it to, like, we can start to write the narrative of that story. And through that, understand our own resilience and see the confidence and the connection and the intention and purpose that we have. And so we can say, okay, well, what is our goal? Where do we desire to go? What have I already achieved? And how can I start applying that to the next steps of my life? And so now we're then becoming the author of our story. We're identifying the resilience and we're allowing that to actually uplift us out of the negativity into a positive mental mind frame that becomes sustainable. And it puts us in the director's seat.
Yeah. And for me, that be the author of my own story has always been a wonderful tool. Because if I'm the author of my own story, of course, I'm the hero of that story, right? And then when I think about the inner champion, well, that goes back to it has to come from the inside of me, right? If I'm going to be the hero, of course, the hero gets their backside kicked every now and then. They're not always flawless.
Yeah.
That makes for a very uninteresting story. But when that hero, if I'm the hero of my own journey and I am going through the resilience that comes in, yes, my confidence might get shaken. And I might even find times where I'm like, why am I doing this? But then I remember and I'm surrounded, which I think is another how-to. I am surrounded by the people who feed me and uplift me and teach me, even when I'm not certain maybe what I'm gaining, until I think of Karate Kid, old school movie. But, you know, he had no idea what wax on, wax off was teaching, right? Until the time came when it all came together. And all of a sudden, these karate moves were right there because he took the time to wash the car. He took the time to do the things, even when he didn't understand. And yes, he was frustrated, but he ended up being the hero of his own story because he stuck with it. And that's what resilience ends up coming into. And Mr. Miyagi was a very key part of that. So he surrounded himself with someone who had the desire to stand by his side the whole time. So if you've not seen Karate Kid, you know, Google, you can find, I'm sure, the details. But it's a great way to like look at yourself and go, I can do that. You know, I can rise up from within, find people who see that within me, and I can be the hero of my own story.
I love that. And it's easy to say that hindsight's 20/20, right? Uh-huh. But when we're in it, it's hard to recognize that we're actually, like it's easy to get caught in that confusion, in that, you know, why is this happening to me? And what does this even mean in my life? And why am I even going through this? These are natural questions to ask. And then down the line, once we get through it, we look back like, oh, that makes so much sense. Like, I wouldn't even be where I am today if I didn't go through that. And so it's just a quick reminder in terms of resilience to remember that this is going, like what you're going through right now, even when you are confused, you don't understand why it's happening or what's going on, that there is a purpose, there is an intention. And when we can kind of buckle down into that resilience aspect and apply that into the intention and purpose of our actions during that time, even when we don't see the full picture, that can really help us get through it and then move into the next stage of where we're meant to be. But oftentimes those kind of things happen because there's a lesson we're meant to learn. And if we're so busy being a victim of it, or we're so busy being defined by it, then we're not learning. We're still stuck in it. And then that's why it seems like it's a never-ending story that someone else is writing.
Yes, exactly. And it does help a lot. Another how-to number three is find something that you can connect with that helps it come alive in you. And you'll hear us in these discussions, like you and I do it for each other all the time. We bring up movies or we bring up songs because those things really invoke our own inner knowing in a way that we draw strength from that. So we bring up movies in these podcasts because it's like, oh, yes, I've seen it play out. Yes, life is not a movie, but there are aspects of life contained within movies. And so if you can draw your knowing from something that is even fiction, then it still helps you acknowledge that characteristic within you. And it can help you realize that you have that strength and you have that capacity within you. So you invoke that because you've seen how it can play out, even if it's a fiction, or if there's a song that just really brings that. You know, Fight Song is a great song, right?
That's exactly what was going
it's like
in
playing
my head.
In your head. I can tell. You know,
that's amazing.
It's a great song. And yeah. It helps so much in those moments where we're being so self-critical that we cannot pull ourselves out of it. Find that movie, find that song that you put on. There's an amazing how-to because it's an internal feeder that just lights that pilot light that it can ignite you in a heartbeat.
Hey, thanks so much for watching. We really appreciate it. I'm Austin, co-host here at the Heart Leader Podcast with Amber. And if you haven't already, please take a quick moment to like and subscribe below. It helps us know we're making amazing content that you enjoy. And thank you for your support. We'll see you in the community. Back to the show. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really amazing how movies, story. I mean, this goes back to our original point. It's about a story, right? That's one that we can connect to. And when we can see a story that inspires us from around us, that helps us understand that it's, you know, someone else is doing it and getting through it, it's not saying you can't, it's actually saying you can. And so that's a key aspect of this whole, I feel, of this positive mental mind frame is when you see an inspiring story from someone else, or you get that inspiration from outside of yourself, don't let that negativity drop in and saying, well, why is that happening to them and not to me? Why are they able to get through it? Why do they seem to have the strength? Why don't I? It's no, they're doing it. And because they're doing it, you can do it too. And that's, again, that's recognizing that every story is a narrative that we can actually adopt ourselves. We can say, we can live up and mimic that in a way, but also recognize that our story can then be an inspiration to someone else. And that in and of itself can be a great way to inspire, because it's hard to be inspiring when you're not first inspired yourself.
Yeah. And speaking of like the connections and the relationships, we're going to move on to number two. And these three that we're going to talk about, like three ways that we can have critical interactions, right? And one of them, the next one, is that relationships, right? We can have impaired relationships due to a self-critical nature that then bleeds out and creates that impaired connection because we're being so self-critical and we don't have that positive mental model, that positive framework that we're navigating from, that we've torn ourselves down, our self-confidence is shot. We're comparing ourselves to those around us. We're becoming, our ego's getting involved. Our inner critic is getting involved. We're becoming jealous. We're striking out at other people, even if we don't realize it. And so then our relationships become impaired. So how to would be, how do you come back from that? How do you have a counterpoint to even recognize that it's happening, so that you can create a positive mental mind frame that helps you kind of navigate around that?
Definitely finding inspiring books, movies, and people, podcasts. I mean, anything that really uplifts you. And this is kind of taking what we were just talking about earlier in here with music and movies and things, but a lot of times what we need is knowledge, right? Because it's one thing to say, oh, this is inspiring. But the next question is how to. Well, it's great to be inspired, but how do I actually take the action that inspires me next? Because that's oftentimes we get inspired and we're like, then we get stuck.
Yes.
Well, how do I even do that
then? How do I transition? Oh, I've heard Amber and Austin on a podcast. Mm-hmm. Great. They can do it. Mm-hmm. How do I do it?
Right. Right. And then unfortunately, when we don't know what to do after that, then it puts us back into the negative. And so when you can find uplifting books or podcasts or documentaries or anything you can find that has knowledge and how-tos, like we're seeking to do right here, to provide some type of next step so you can start building that positivity on top of itself. That's what's so, so important. And there are so many wonderful individuals out there and organizations that are seeking to provide this type of information. So many self-help podcasts, so many inspirational stories that will kind of walk through. And it's key to actually be present with the information and the knowledge and be willing to test things you might have never done before. Because if we keep doing what we've already done and we're expecting a different result, that's what's going to keep us stuck, right? And that's what's going to feed that negativity. So we have to be willing to step outside of our comfort zone a little bit and be willing to say, okay, hey, let me see if this seemed to work for someone, this how-to, this approach. Now, let me see if I can start implementing it and start noticing the differences. And am I recognizing that maybe by listening to these different podcasts and reading these different books that, hey, maybe the people around me aren't that inspiring. Maybe they're caught in the negativity and then I'm jumping on that train with them. And so maybe I need to bring more of my focus onto those individuals in my life who are very inspiring. And I'm seeing them actually move through their life maybe there's some difficulties and there's some hardships, but I'm seeing them reach their desires and their goals. And that's someone I can just sit down and say, like, hey, how are you doing this? You know, I see what you're doing. It's amazing. I mean, talk about how great they would feel, right? It's like, you know, most people are doing it and they're not looking to be seen, but man, that's sometimes it's nice to have an external affirmation. And that's another way to bond and connect at a whole other level. And that could open up a friendship and completely create a whole new dynamic of a relationship into one that can create positivity. I mean, with some of my friends, for a while, when I was really going through some things, we would pop on a phone call every week and we'd do accountability calls, and they would share with their wins for the week. I would share mine, and we would learn and grow from each other on that. And that really, really uplifted me in a time where I felt confused and not sure what I could do. And so I tapped into the inspirational individuals in my life and got to feed on that gravy train of inspiration, if you will. And that just supported me. And then it just built and built and built and became this beautiful, beautiful connection built on inspiration and positivity.
I love that. And ultimately, if we're already feeling self-critical, it's wonderful to have relationships where you can say, here's how I'm growing. I don't desire you to tell me how to improve because I'm not there yet. I recognize I have room for improvement. Let me get to a balance point where I can receive the feedback. Just let me tell you what I'm doing. And then as I get to a stage where I feel balanced enough, I'm willing to take the feedback. But if you're just open with the people that you say, hey, I would like you to be my kind of accountability coach, if you will, and make certain I'm doing what I say I'm going to do, that could be enough. And then if the relationship is impaired, at least they see you taking those strides forward. And you feel yourself being accountable, which then creates more self-confidence. And so you're feeding yourself, right? That's the how-to. It's, okay, I'm holding myself accountable. You're holding me accountable. You can see me taking those steps. And then when I get to a point where I feel strong enough to receive feedback, it becomes that two-way loop. And we're doing this together. And we're growing together. And you're learning from my journey. And maybe at some point, it will be a reciprocal process where you're asking for my feedback. And the relationship gets strengthened. But it's helping you from the onset. Right?
Beautiful.
So all wonderful things to do. And when it comes to books or other things that you can do to dive in to get more how-tos, we have podcasts with other individuals. If you look back in the archives, we have so many amazing individuals who were authors who wrote amazing books that you can explore. But you get to hear from them firsthand to see if they're someone that you connect with. And you can skip through the podcast and find out, see if that's a resonance for you. If so, tons of how-tos in some of those books. There are other podcasts out there that they provide all the how-tos. And so you can listen to those. There's a plethora of resources on our parent organization, Suivera, where there's just video. So tons of ways to really dive in and explore and honestly get to know how those critical thoughts are impairing your relationships so that you can begin to build that out. So tools are important. And the how-to is to really dive in and figure out what you resonate with most in order to take those steps to repair your inner world to get to that repair of the outer relationships. Yeah. All right. And next in our wonderful journey, number three on our list of three, is that diminished self-compassion. And I know we've talked about self-compassion before on our discussion points, but it's because it's so important. When we don't have compassion for ourselves in those hard moments, then we're just opening the floodgates for that inner critic to come in and take away any positive mental framework or any positive mental mind frame that we have taken all this time to build up. So we would love to say that life is going to be so joyous all the time, but we can't feature that line because it's just a line of hoo-hoo-y. So it is going to have its moments where we mess up or something not so awesome is going to happen. I just had the year from, and it's not been amazing, but I've learned a lot and I have had to hold a place of self-compassion, knowing that I had no direction over the things that were happening. However, I had complete direction over how I responded to what was going on in the world around me. And in those moments where I was weak and I just wanted to pull back and have my own space, that was okay, because that was me being compassionate toward myself. And that self-compassion was necessary. But if I wasn't willing to have that self-compassion, then my inner critic would have come right in, and sometimes it did. In those moments where I wasn't giving myself that space, it was, why aren't you strong enough to deal with this? Why can't you just step up and step in? Why do you need to take time to rest when you have people who need you right now, right? And so then it could have very quickly become a spiral and could have gone a completely different direction. And we do that to ourselves so often, thinking that being that superhero, that inner champion, means that we're always on. Mm-hmm. And that is not what it means. So when we talk about how-tos in order to flip that script and bring that positive mental mind frame back in when we're losing our own self-compassion, what would you offer in that capacity? Over to you.
There's so many answers to this. But I do want to take one moment just to acknowledge, even though you're going through the ringer on a lot of things, and they were all really testing your inner critic, this is all happening at the time that you're writing the book, Silence Your Inner Critic. And you could have chosen to be a victim of these situations. And I'm not in any way discounting the pain. You took a lot of time to reflect on that and allow yourself to feel. It's important. You're a human. You need to be able to feel. But you turned around, and your own things that were going on in your life, you're able to learn from and then provide that directly into this book and allow for thousands up to millions of people that are listening to this in our community and beyond, and support and be an inspiration. And I know firsthand, as someone who got to actually, I was with you through the whole thing and saw the process, and I've been reading the book and in this with you, I learned so much. So taking things that were so difficult in your life and flipping it around to be inspiring for others, I know I'm inspired. And that's such, it shows me what's possible. It shows me that love can transmute anything that we're up against. And compassion, self-compassion, is fueled by love. And we can provide that to ourselves, that it can inspire us to reach levels that we never knew was possible. Because I would say on the other side of it, you are stronger. You are more aware and expansive in that awareness. And I'm seeing you level up to a degree that I have not seen before. And so that's an opportunity for myself and for everyone to learn from what you went through. And I'm sure there are millions of people right now going through similar types of things. And so the fact that you chose to learn from it, you chose to grow, and then chose to share it, not allowing it to define you, but you actually directing it, to me, that's all the difference in the world. And that's what creates, that's what allows you to maintain and sustain a positive mental mind frame, even when some of the worst things that you can imagine are occurring in your life. Because maintaining a positive mental mind frame doesn't mean you're never sad. It doesn't mean that you're never negative. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're not angry. It's easy to think that it's just these extremes on either end. Sustainable positive mental mind frame includes allowing yourself to feel and not just bottling it up or not just ignoring it, but getting through and being inspiring to yourself, and as a result, being inspiring to others.
Thank you. I appreciate all of that. And I feel like all of us are models for each other.
Agreed.
And I look forward to hearing the stories of others out there as they're watching this and our community continuing to share. I mean, we're a nonprofit organization. So every like, every subscribe, every story shared continues to build out the purpose of our organization, which is community of love, right? We're all here doing this together. It isn't about you. It isn't about me. Right now, we're just the voices getting this movement started. But for every voice that chimes in and shares their resilience story and how they have been self-compassionate and the tools they used and the how-tos, and we combine together, then that takes this whole movement even further forward. And then it isn't about any one of us, it's about all of us and the strength that we combine together. And that's how communities grow, they thrive, and movements occur, because we're all leaders in our own way and we all know how to drive things forward in our own way. And the more that we align together and we're all committed to this movement of love and all of its beautiful facets, then the more we share all of these things that we're navigating in our world together, the beauty and the sorrow, then the more we can help each other navigate. And so I'm just excited to hear other individual stories like this. And I feel like that's one of the how-tos, especially in this area of self-compassion. If we're not offering ourselves self-compassion, then come out, share that, talk about it here in our community, wherever you're listening to this podcast, and allow others to uplift you so that you can then reflect it back into self. External compassion can lead to internal compassion.
So beautiful. Yeah, and we're stronger together. It's so easy to feel like we're alone. It's so easy to feel like we have the burden on ourselves and that we don't, it's not that we don't need someone else's help, but it's hard to ask. Definitely is. And in a world where we've kind of been taught when we do ask, then we're weak. Mm-hmm. Something's wrong with us. Why can't we just figure it out ourselves? One of the biggest misunderstandings is that no one who's done anything great has ever done it by themselves. They've asked for help. In fact, they've taken the time to seek it.
Mm-hmm.
They've explored it. They've, you know, all the great religious teachers, all the great, whether it's business or politics or health and wellness, or I mean, any, you know, authors, everyone had help on their journey to reach that. And so it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to say, I don't know what to do next.
Actually, it's more than okay.
Yeah.
It's probably the best step you can take.
Yes.
If you're truly committed to getting to the next step.
Agreed. It is strength. So, it's love.
Yeah.
It shows that you have the awareness, and it's your way of seeing that you are capable of what's next.
Agreed. And on that, I believe we're going to look at you and ask for your help. And help we're going to ask for from you is, if you have found our videos helpful, then give us a like and a subscribe, because every time you do that, as we said, we are a nonprofit organization and our full focus is on getting how-tos like this and all kinds of education out to those who can use it. So those likes and subscribes help us take this and make this movement possible. So wherever you're listening, just take that 2 seconds and click that subscribe button and give us that like. Until next time, I am your host, Amber, and I'm here with Austin on the Heart Leader podcast, and there are lots of videos to explore out here. So hop on over to the next one.